Ciao. Just a quick note before we get started. We wanted to let you know that doors to our online Italian school are opening very soon.
We'd love to see you there. So if you think you might like to join us, click the link in the description to find out more.
Which Italian food name do most people pronounce wrong? Find out which one it is and how to pronounce it right as we learn how to pronounce the letter C in 5 Minute Italian Episode 11. Ciao a tutti e benvenuti a 5 Minute Italian. Hi everyone and welcome to 5 Minute Italian. I'm Katie.
And I'm Matteo. Ciao!
And in today's lesson, we're going to learn how to pronounce the letter C in Italian. We'll start by looking at some words that you already know on an Italian menu and learn some new ones so that next time you go to an Italian restaurant or eat out in Italy, you can order food like a pro. The letter C in Italian is usually pronounced as a hard K sound.
Like in carbonara.
That's that delicious pasta from Rome with eggs and pancetta.
Nice. And in carne.
Which means meat. And like carbonara, it's spelt with C-A at the beginning. So it's pronounced as a hard K. Oh, that reminds me, you can find the words from today's episode with the spelling in the comments box below. So here's the thing that can be a bit tricky for native English speakers. If you see a CH spelling in Italian, it's actually pronounced as a hard K sound, not as a soft CH sound, as it would be in English, for example, in the word cheese or chair.
Like in gnocchi.
Yeah, so the last syllable in gnocchi is spelled C-H-I. So the C plus H is pronounced as a hard K sound, gnocchi.
And in zucchini.
This time it's the middle syllable, so the chi in zucchini is spelled C plus H. So again, we get this hard K sound. And then there's another word that is commonly mispronounced, isn't there?
Yeah, bruschetta. Because everyone says bruschetta, but the correct pronunciation is bruschetta.
Yeah, so that's those little grilled bread things, isn't it?
Tomatoes and garlic sometimes.
Yeah. So here we get the, there's a CH, so we pronounce it as a hard K sound, bruschetta. The only time C is pronounced as a soft C sound, the CH sound, is when it's followed by the letter I or E.
Like in cappuccino and fettuccine.
And you can also hear this in the word dolci, which you may see on an Italian menu. It means desserts. So the last syllable, C-I, is pronounced chi. And we get that at the end of the word, chi.
Right, dolci. And we also have spinaci.
Which means spinach. And like in dolci, the last syllable is spelled C-I. So we get spinaci.
And cipolla.
Which means onion. So this time at the beginning of the word, we get C plus I, the soft chi sound. Now let's look at a few words with the letter E.
We've got pancetta.
Which you've probably come across before. We mentioned it when we were talking about carbonara. Yeah. It means bacon in Italian.
And cena, which means dinner.
Yeah, so here we've got the C-E spelling, so the CH sound, cena. Let's do a quick recap. How do you say meat in Italian? Can you remember? Matteo, can you help us out?
Carne.
And how do you say dinner in Italian?
Cena.
And why is the C pronounced as a CH sound in cena? So it's pronounced as a CH sound because we have the E that follows the C. And can you remember how to say onion in Italian?
Cipolla.
And then here again we get the soft CH because it's followed by the letter I this time. So to recap, C is usually pronounced like K, even when you get the letters C and H together. It's only pronounced as a soft CH sound when it's followed by the letters E or I. That's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to get more mini Italian lessons delivered to your inbox, don't forget to subscribe by following on the link in the comments box below. And if you liked today's lesson, show us your support by clicking the like button and sharing the episode with your friends or family who are learning Italian too. Grazie and ciao for now. See you next time, or as we say in Italian,
alla prossima.